Hello, and welcome to Developmental Talent. Your ears are about to be crammed full of the most action-packed wrestling podcast on the entire fucking planet. And it's exclusively on FreakSugar.com. Now, here's your host, hailing from parts unknown, Lemon Juice McGee.
Welcome to episode 57 of Developmental Talent Podcast, a Freak Sugar exclusive professional wrestling podcast that covers all aspects of the squared circle. I'm your host, Lemon Juice McGee, and with me tonight is the fighting man, Matt Pierce.
Domo arigato, Lemon Juice. Glad to be here.
And our resident wrestling historian, Hoagie Masters.
Always glad to be on the show.
Tonight, we're going to do a lot of Japan talk. It's been a while since we've had an episode. Honestly, we're kind of getting burned out on the garbage that we keep seeing. So we decided to sit down tonight and catch up on the new Tiger Mask W anime. Who, for those of you who watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, you've seen a new Tiger Mask recently make his resurgence. Some of you may or may not know it is none other than Kota Ibushi. But let's keep that to ourselves. It's a secret. It's all a secret. Don't be telling all that. We're going to talk about the show and what we think of it so far. But first, let's get into the Figure Five.
The Figure Five.
This is the Figure Five, the point of the show where we do a top five list, sometimes serious, sometimes not so much, but always wrestling related. What do you have for us tonight, Matt?
Well, you know, Tiger Mask isn't the only wrestling related anime in Japan. Mm-hmm. There was also one called Kaneki Man in the 70s and 80s, I believe. And they used a lot of real-life wrestlers, kind of like Tiger Mask does, mm-hmm. but they changed them around a little bit. So tonight is the top five Kaneki Man versions of real-life wrestlers.
All right. And for those who aren't aware, Kaneki Man, he's an orphan from a planet, but not in the same way as Superman. More in the way that his parents thought that he was a pig and shipped him off, instead accidentally keeping the pig. He comes to Earth. He eats a lot of Gaidon and farts. He farts a lot. It's his whole gimmick. And wrestles. So most of the wrestling is not serious, but eventually the action ramps up and it gets awesome, but there's tons and tons and tons of comedy, and it's late 70s, early 80s Japanese comedy, so a lot of it has to do with panties and farts. So even most of the versions of real wrestlers were a lot goofier and more oddball even than they were in reality.
Yeah. So first up on the list is the obvious comparison between Neptune Man and the Immortal Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Because Neptune Man has long blonde hair and throws a clothesline. Hogan has long blonde hair and threw a clothesline in Japan.
And that's mostly where the comparison ends?
Yeah.
But Neptune Man is based off Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So, from his time in Japan.
Yeah, because during the 80s, I know Hogan made a couple trips over to Japan in between working AWA. I think in between him, AWA to WWF, he made a trip to Japan.
Yeah. And if you look at Neptune Man, he's kind of a combination between like Thunder Lips and Hulk Hogan and sort of oddly the Road Warriors and maybe Cyclops too.
He's very much an American wrestler, but not in the same way that Terry Man on the show is like Kaneki Man's best buddy. He's from Texas, down home, straight up, grade A good guy wrestler. But I feel like for the Japanese version of an actual American wrestler, you think Hulk Hogan, you get Neptune Man, as he's very much the full of bragging, yet also just completely brutal, but full of himself. He comes out with a cape, and it's full of the masks of his downed opponents. It doesn't sound very Hogan-like, but part of that may be just because as he went into WWF, realistically, he was trademarked all over the fucking place. So he may have just been one that they had to change to an altered state so much because they didn't want to get sued, especially considering that, for those who might not remember, Hulk Hogan had his own cartoon in the 80s.
That's true. So. Or maybe they knew something about Hogan we didn't, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe Hulk Hogan indeed was the king of the spinning death driver suplex or whatever the fuck he does. But it's whatever.
Can't prove he's not.
That's true.
Next up, number four, we have Buffalo Man. Who is Bruiser Brody?
Yup. Yup, yup. Minus the beard, but with added horns and being from space. But Buffalo Man was very much Bruiser Brody.
I think Brody took that trade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brody was a big name in Japan, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Yeah. Fur boots, the big kind of the bushy long hair, and he was just brutal. Like in the manga and the anime, the whole deal is that like he's part of this group of wrestlers who are so violent they're locked away. And once he escapes, his whole deal is he doesn't want to come for belts. He doesn't care about any of that shit. He just wants to inflict just damage and murder upon his opponents, which is pretty much the character of Bruiser Brody in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. He's a monster. Yeah. Speaking of monsters, next up, number three, we have Abdullah, very cleverly named. He was Abdullah the Butcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has... it's one of those... He looks more like a monster, like the from the Creature from Black Lagoon, sort of. But at the same time, it's also kind of one of those mildly racist early 70s cartoon Asian versions of a black person. It's kind of, it's odd.
Is it more offensive than Mr. Popo?
No. No, it's not more offensive than that. They make Abdullah more of a monster. He has the gashes in his forehead. And he's got like the puffy pants and kind of a gut, but he's more of like dark, like with shadow. Like he doesn't have a nose or lips. Like it's just like an open maw, you know. So there, it's a little less racist than Mr. Popo in Dragon Ball Z, but it is Abdullah the Butcher, and they do make him very formidable in the short times that he's on the show.
Yeah. So basically, what Abdullah was in real life.
Yes. There was no, I don't think he had hepatitis in the anime, though.
Well, I mean, that you know of.
Well, yeah.
Next up, we got someone that, you know, you might not think. Red Shoes, the referee,
yep,
from New Japan Pro Wrestling, is from Kanuki Man.
Yep.
Red Shoes.
A mainstay referee. He's been around forever. Mm-hmm. Known as Red Shoes because he always wears red shoes. And they continued him over. In that, yeah.
Also, spoiler alert, he's in Tiger Mask, which means he's in two animes and in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made him look a lot younger in the Tiger Mask anime, but still, you could tell he got the red shoes on. You knew that's who it is.
Yep, and when he has the New Japan, because they have other referees on the show, on the Tiger Mask show, and they've got the striped shirt, red shoes, wears the solid polo with the New Japan logo on it. Like, yep.
That was number two. Before we get to number one, we have a couple honorable mentions. We have Taguchi, the Ass Blaster himself.
Ass Blasting. I think it's more hip. But yeah. we here on Developmental Talent, Taguchi hits you with his ass.
Yeah. And he is, I believe, Sphinx Man, sort of.
Yes.
But it's a reverse situation wherein, like, he's sort of the real life Sphinx Man instead of Sphinx Man being the Kanuki Man version of him.
Yeah. It's like he... New Japan has done a number of crossovers with Kanuki Man and other anime stuff, and they recently did something, I'd say about a year and a half ago, where they put a lot of Kanuki Man, you could buy shirts that were part of the Kanuki Man symbol for the anniversary and then half of the New Japan line, and during that time, Taguchi started adding the Sphinx headdress to his garb, and he's very much like he's Sphinx Man, kind of. But I don't know if it's because he relates to that character or if the company was just like, look, put this on, brother.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's tough to say. But also, he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah. Also, we got Manabu, mm-hmm, who is Manbull, I believe.
Buffalo Man.
Buffalo Man.
He has shirts with his stuff that are Buffalo, even though Buffalo Man was based off Bruiser Brody, currently, where he's kind of Manbull, it transcends to that level.
Yeah.
So it's very much an oddball like cross promotion thing that both those guys have like kind of, because Shibata was kind of warsman, but like it was just like during that time those two guys with theirs, Sphinx Man and Buffalo Man, they've kind of like just kept it going, sort of. So, but part of that is probably because, I mean, it's super, it's like a super famous manga and anime. So like, if you were in Japan and you're a fan of that shit, why would you not want to be connected with it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And then number one, we have the Kanuki Man version of the NWA's world champion, I believe, Beauty Rhodes.
Beauty Rhodes.
Who was the American Dream? Dusty Rhodes.
Yep. And they had Terry Man, who was already like a Texas Cowboy, who some say was based off Terry Funk. Could have been based off Dory Funk. But regardless, he's too much in the show to really be based off anybody. But Beauty Rhodes wore cowboy hat sometimes. Wore the big floppy hat sometimes. Cowboy boots. Elbow. All of it. He had a lot more pink-hued skin, let's say, than Dusty Rhodes has. But that's just part of the deal. But yeah. Beauty Rhodes is, I mean, obviously, he's the American Dream Dusty Rhodes.
Yep, absolutely. And
and during the show, I mean, they do set up stuff other than like the world champion of Earth or whatever that Kanuki Man becomes. They have an NWA amalgam and a WWF amalgam. They talk about how the WWF have they've expanded so much that they've cut down a lot of the NWA's territory, but they're not saying NWA and WWF. And at the time in the 80s, when this stuff was kept so close to the vest, you wouldn't know what the fuck they were talking about anyway. You would just be like, oh, these rival promotions are doing this thing, and they have these other acronyms. But in reality, they were kind of giving some inside shit as to what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, Japan was part of the NWA at one point in time, so, you know, they would have known.
Yeah, and like the their version of the NWA in the show, they talk about how they used to be United States, all this, and then they became just like the West Coast, a little bit of the East, like Southern East Coast, and then Japan. And that's kind of what the NWA is overall. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
going back over the list, we have Neptune Man, that's Hulk Hogan. Buffalo Man's Bruiser Brody. Abdullah is Abdullah the Butcher. Red Shoes is Red Shoes. And Beauty Rhodes is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And that's the figure five.
This week in wrestling history.
And now it's time, folks. It is time to take a look back to the past of wrestling's, well, history, because this is This Week in Wrestling History. And here's your resident wrestling historian, Hoagie Masters, to tell us about things that happened not today.
All right. We're going to start off with kind of the theme of the show tonight, the Tiger Mask. A lot of different men have worn the Tiger Mask gimmick throughout the years.
The Tiger Mask mask?
Yes, Tiger Mask mask. The very first guy to ever wear the mask in actual real life was born on this on November 27th, 1957. Satoru Sayama, the very first Tiger Mask.
So he's born in 57.
Yes.
So almost 1960. When did he start becoming Tiger Mask?
It was the 70s.
Yes.
So he was pretty young in his wrestling career, yeah. Whenever that
came out. And he was Tiger Mask for a long time.
Because the show came out in the, from what I seen was in the 60s.
Okay. Yeah. So they created an anime.
And then they used the anime to make the character.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, look, we're going to do this guy in real life. It'd be like if WWE, DC Comics would come and look, we want a Batman on Monday Night Raw. Or a better example, if you're WCW and fucking Kiss is like, look, man, we want one of us on your shit. Or however that worked.
And Tony Schiavone would cream himself.
Yeah, he would have. Son of a bitch. Fuck Tony Schiavone.
He loved that demon.
Okay, so then this guy becomes Tiger Mask. Conceivably, they gave it to a new wrestler.
Yeah,
he was because they're like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. Just be this fucking guy. And then he just ran with it.
Yep. Yeah.
And he still kind of is Tiger Mask, only he's called King Tiger now. He doesn't wrestle so much because he's born in 1957. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he gets around a little bit, and it's Japan, so.
Yeah, there have been six variations of Tiger Mask.
Yes.
The most recent was Kota Ibushi.
Yes.
Well, technically seven. There was a Tiger Mask 5 that was an MMA fighter that got his ass beat and then just dropped it.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But going back to the, you know, how to take a show and make a character, that's actually how Jushin Thunder Liger got started.
Yep.
There was an anime, and they took that character and made Liger.
It's true.
Two characters who are going strong today in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
We talked to the Figure Five, how the NWA in Japan was around back in the day. Two kind of big matches occurred this week in Japan for the NWA title. First up was in 1969. Dory Funk Jr. and Antonio Inoki went to a 60-minute draw in Japan. This was the first time the NWA title had been defended in Japan in 12 years.
Mm.
It was a long stint away from Japan. Also, we had a title get won by a Japanese superstar. The Giant Baba defeated Jack Briscoe for the NWA title in 1974.
A little known fact, the Giant Baba is one half of Mark Briscoe's favorite wrestler.
That is true. That is very true.
Him and the Iron Sheik formed the Iron Baba.
Iron Baba.
In some type of weird melding ceremony.
And then their finishing move is the Dickey Boot.
Yes.
Also, back to Antonio Inoki, who's one of the best wrestlers that a lot of people probably don't know. He, I believe, beat Ric Flair for the NWA title, and they didn't count it.
Yes, that is true. It was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the NWA title or the WCW title.
It was one of them, and they just didn't count it.
Yeah, it was some weird ruling on it. I can't remember the situation.
The ruling was...
It was at the Collision... No, it was either one of the Super Shows or the Collision in Korea show.
I think the ruling basically was, we lost the belt to a person who's not in our company. It didn't count. Probably, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. If you watched Monday Night Raw tonight, which we didn't, because we watched Tiger Mask.
Yeah. I feel like it was a good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gallows Anderson didn't win the tag belts.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Because it's still fucking 5,000 days out of the...
It's a new day.
Yeah. It's a new year.
Which, Carl Anderson, when he was in Japan, he was one of the best tag team wrestlers there was.
What?
Yep.
Yes, he was. He won the tag league, which is going on right now in Japan. If you get... The New Japan World, check it out. See what's going on. He won it 3 times with 3 different tag team partners.
That's more than any other Anderson in history.
First time was with Giant.
More than any other person in history.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. First time was with Giant Bernard, who was Tenzin Albert, whatever you want to call him. He won it with Luke Gallows.
Yep.
And the one I'm going to talk about was in 2012. He won it with Goto. Who you don't think of them two tagging together, but yeah. It worked.
It was all pre-Bullet Club.
Yeah.
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 Which 2012 was a big year for Carl Anderson. A lot of people don't know this. He was actually also a big singles competitor in Japan. He was in the finals of the G1 Climax this year in 2012. He went up against Okada. Okada got the win, though, but... Still, he made it to the finals.
Yeah.
It's a big accomplishment.
That's the thing, too. Like, and you can kind of see it in WWE, too, because usually if they have to have one of them wrestle alone, it's Carl Anderson.
Yes.
And he gets the bigger, like, he's beat John Cena. You know, like on Raw. I mean, it was on Raw, but he's done it.
Yeah. Carl Anderson was a great performer. I remember watching a Ring of Honor match with him one time, and I think Luke Gallows was hurt, or there was a travel issue or something like that. And instead of getting another tag partner, he went at it alone.
Like a true champion.
Yes, he's the man.
Like a true champion. He's one of those underrated guys that, because the fact that he's only going to be in the Bullet Club or the club, you're never going to be able to really see a chance to shine.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That stuff always breaks apart.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like Gallows would get hurt or something, and then you know, Anderson have a little run.
Yeah, that wraps up This Week in Wrestling History. We'll be right back.
big in Japan.
Well, well, well. This is the first Big in Japan segment we've done in a long, long time.
Very long time, yeah.
And it's we've been keeping up with New Japan. We just haven't talked about it. And we're still not going to talk about it. Well, it's sort of.
Kind of.
We're going to talk about the animated version of New Japan that appears in the new television series, the anime, if you will, Tiger Mask W, which is now on Crunchyroll. It's streaming and on TV Asahi if you are actually in Japan listening to this show, which surprisingly enough, we do have a number of people do.
That's true. And also, you probably know what channel it's on, but yeah.
Probably.
Maybe not.
That channel seems like the channel for good TV. Like, yeah. From all the stuff I've seen, it's like they air everything.
Yeah, it comes on Saturdays.
Yeah.
The best of days.
It began on October 1st, so it's not been around for very long. We're only, what, 8 episodes in?
Yes, 8.
Yeah, 8.
We just finished up watching all 8 episodes, binged them all to great effect. And also, subscribing to Crunchyroll is better than not. One, because, of course, you don't have to wait a week for the newest episode, but also the ads. Without the ads, we flew through these episodes. That's with true. The ads, it was taking forever, because these things aren't very long. Most of it is the intro and the outro. Story-wise, you know, you're looking at 15 minutes of story. So.
Yeah. I almost saw more Benicio del Toro than I did Tiger Mask.
Yes.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Lots of Heineken. Yep. It was a whole thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was pretty much great, just all around. The main character of the show is named Naoto. He shares a name with the fictional original Tiger Mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, it kicks off, he's in a gym, he's in an indie promotion, he's a young boy, he's there with his buddy, who is the son of the promoter. The promoter's in the ring wrestling, fighting someone from the Tiger's Den, but...
It's GWM, I believe is what they call it.
Yeah, GWM.
Global Wrestling Monopoly.
Yeah. Yes, Global Wrestling Monopoly, which is a thinly veiled WWE.
Yeah.
Basically, they cripple the guy.
He's fighting Yellow Devil, which is from the original... The Yellow Devil is from the original... anime, but this is a different Yellow Devil. Like that happens a lot in anime. There's a lot of legacy guys who aren't the same but same name.
Yeah. Lots of guys like moving on wearing the same masks. And basically the guy gets taken out. The son has his path of vengeance, and Naoto has his path of vengeance, and they're doomed to meet in the ring at some point.
Yeah, Naoto is just more of a like a mentor.
Yeah, like a regular hero's journey.
Yeah, kind of like Ryu from Street Fighter, Ryu. And then the son is just angry.
Takuma.
Yeah.
Takuma, yes.
His is a path of rage and vengeance.
Yeah,
he becomes Dark Tiger, or Tiger the Dark, whichever. But he does it by infiltrating the Tiger. He infiltrates the group who destroyed his family, and becomes one of them in order to defeat them basically from the inside and get vengeance on the guy who took on his dad.
Yeah, it's very much like, he's not a bad guy, really. He's just a really angry dude. Because they both want to get Yellow Devil. That's the key. And then, so he has to climb a mountain naked, more or less.
Yes.
With a bunch of other young boys. And then... Like he goes into this.
And we say young boys, but we're not talking like young boy, naked boys. We're talking like adult men who are wrestlers.
Right, yeah.
Like rookie wrestlers are young boys in Japan. No, there are no young naked boys climbing a mountain. I mean, I'm sure there are in anime, but not this one particularly.
Not this one. So he reaches the top first by killing somebody. And then this chick behind a desk is like, hey, you got here first. Put this mask on. Mm-hmm. And he does.
That she hands to him as she reaches around her gigantic tits.
Yeah.
This is Miss X.
They are.
Yeah, she is.
I feel like they're everything that, like, she's everything that Japan thinks of when they think of American woman. She's just tall, blonde, and ridiculously enormous breasts.
Yeah.
Like, insane. And she also has a whip. I feel like that's part of the whole fantasy gimmick that they've got going.
Yeah. And she has a cat thing going on. Like, the whole Tiger's Den is just bad guys, hitmen.
Yeah. It literally says in the show that the Tiger's Den trains heel wrestlers.
Yeah. Yep. And the deal is, the original Tiger Mask was Tiger's Den. And then he kind of turns, you know, side of angels, helps little kids. And so they try to kill him. And that's basically what's going on now. The new Tiger Mask was being trained by the old Yellow Devil, who was crippled by the original Tiger Mask. But I guess he felt like he deserved it.
I don't know. This all sounds probably really complicated.
Yeah.
Basically, Tiger Mask joins up with New Japan Pro Wrestling in order to work his way to fight Yellow Devil.
Yep.
And during that path, at some point, he's going to have to fight Dark Tiger, who at one point was his best friend.
Yes.
That's the gist of the deal.
And they're not aware of each other being...
No, as they are both masked.
Yeah, well...
Yes.
And their mouths agape in shock.
But the cool stuff is that while you get a lot of made-up characters, including Mask of the Red Death, or Red Death Mask, or whatever... they call them a few different things, I believe, just basically as they're trying to translate it correctly, that are working their way into reality, as in Tiger Mask W in New Japan recently fought that character in a New Japan ring. The Tiger Mask W from the show is played by Kota Ibushi, and the Mask of the Red Death was played by Juice Robinson, and they had a match. But they had the match as those characters from the show. But then also, the show, in turn, is bringing in characters from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Makabe,
Okada, Ishii.
Tanahashi.
Tama Tonga, Bad Luck Folly.
Yeah.
And they mentioned Bullet Club. They mentioned Chaos. Red Shoes. Yeah, Red Shoes is in it. And then Yuji Nagata, who in the show is like the head of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And they just call him Nagata most of the time.
Going back, you were talking about the match, the actual real-life match they had between Tiger Mask and Red Death Mask. The real one wasn't as graphic as the one on the show.
Well, it's because Red Death Mask murders people.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Also, this show is filled with blood.
Yeah.
I mean, these dudes bleed buckets.
Yeah.
When somebody puts... Red Death Mask puts the claw on this young lion, this young trainee wrestler, and crushes his skull to the point that his eyes are bulging out and the blood is just flowing, and then throws him into the turnpost. Like, throws his head onto the metal turnpost.
Yeah. Like, it looks like the kid should be dead.
Yes.
And he's just back.
Next episode, he's fine. He's okay. He's ready to wrestle.
And like, Tiger Mask, it happens to him except the turnpost. And he comes back and wins.
Yeah. And his mask completely red. Blood's flowing out of his eyeballs.
Yeah.
He even gets the claw on his stomach.
Yeah.
Because the Red Death Mask is just ripping up his bowels. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's lots of bowel punching. And Tiger Mask no-sold a low blow.
Got dick kicked.
Yeah, I remember that now.
By Taguchi?
Sort of
Taguchi. Like, weird wizard Taguchi from...
Yeah.
Not Taguchi, I'm sorry. Tanahashi. Mm-mm. Loose explosion guy.
Yoshihashi.
Yoshihashi, who did not look like Yoshihashi.
No, it looks like Yoshihashi after he's done like tons and tons of steroids.
That was my confusion because
it doesn't look like the hair kind of a little bit and the tights.
Yeah.
The rest of it, and he has a staff.
But that's
not Yoshihashi.
He whacks Yuji Nagata in the head with, who also gets beat up by Mask of Red Death. I don't know. He fought the, there was, kind of a parallel story going on where Tiger Mask had to deal with this ridiculous man in like a weird Picasso face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
he's supposed to be a, like a Japanese, like humor demon or something like that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then, Dark Tiger was dealing with this American locker room hating him.
Yeah.
So they were out to get him.
Basically, there were two battle royals going on. One American style, one Japanese style, and showing how both Tigers took care of business.
Yeah.
And which they both did.
Yeah, they both do.
And now Dark Tiger recently became the world champion, heavyweight champion of...
The champion of America.
Of America.
Of America, yeah.
Yes. Of the...
GMW.
GWM.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
It's not a very good acronym.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
And they have WrestleMax instead of WrestleMania.
Yeah. But yeah, GWM, the heavyweight champion is now Dark Tiger. However, the Intercontinental champion... is Yellow Demon, yep. The man that Dark Tiger wants to face. Yeah.
Yeah. Which the GWM has built this giant stadium in Japan.
Yeah, the Max Dome.
Yes, and building up to the last episode we watched, it showed, you know, Tiger Mask and Tiger the Dark building their way through their each of their promotions. And, you know, Tiger Mask learned a lot of lessons. Life lessons and lessons in wrestling.
Like how to tag.
Yeah, he learned how to tag.
he didn't know how to tag. It was great.
But on the last episode we watched, they announced a global...
Masked league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Global masked tournament.
Yeah, something like that. And they any masked wrestler can compete in it. And, you know, it was announced that Yellow Demon was going to be in it. So he had to choose. He could either be in that tournament... or tag with Tanahashi and win the IWGP tag belts.
Which, I mean, they would have because they destroyed the Bullet Club in less than a minute.
Yes, but yeah. He chose Vengeance.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but it's sort of honorable Vengeance, I guess. And honestly, Tanahashi said he wants to wrestle there too. Because he's Tanahashi, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't have a partner. Yeah. Fuck it. Like, yeah. So I guess he's just going to wrestle solo. It's weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's basically set up to where now, also... they make a lot of references with the GWM that I feel like are very WWE-type references, such as when Mrs. X, who's on the airplane, they do a lot of this deal where they're on their private jet, and she's talking to their wrestlers, and you know, and she's like basically saying, we don't fuck around with indie shows. Like, yeah. We don't screw with it. Like, we have our shows, and we take over, and people come to us, fuck all that. And that's kind of what they're doing. Like, they've come to Japan, they built their own dome, they're having their own tournament, they're Americanizing the wrestling, and Tiger Mask is kind of like the Japanese wrestler saying, no, like, we're doing this, so.
And New Japan's kind of the last, like, bastion of non-global wrestling monopoly wrestling left. It's, like, Yuji Nagata kind of realizes, like, oh,
yeah,
it's us.
Yeah, even though in Japan that's probably not the case, I'd imagine the Japanese watch it and they're just like, well, New Japan's like our WWE, you know, like there's plenty of wrestling. But in the grand scheme of things, if you really look at the planet Earth and our reality, New Japan is probably the closest competitor WWE has, and simply because the numbers they get at the Tokyo Dome and stuff are comparable to their United States stuff.
Yes. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Ring of Honor is not. I mean, they have good wrestling, but you can't watch it unless you get one of the Sinclair channels, and TNA is TNA. So, yeah, you got New Japan, you got WWE.
Which, the GWM, if their wrestlers do not perform well enough, they are punished.
They fuck them up.
Yeah, they do.
They give them I think it's called the Wrestler's Execution?
Tiger's Execution.
Tiger's Execution, that's right, because the Tiger's Den. Basically, they put you in a steel cage, and you are the guinea pig for all the new moves these sick fucks come up with, which usually involve breaking your arms.
Yeah, this is a guy named Odin, who may be Triple H. It's hard to tell. In the very first episode, he technically beats Tiger Mask by countout, but because Tiger Mask beat the fuck out of him, they're like, nope, Tiger's Execution for you, buddy. And the next time you see him, like... 7 episodes later, and he's getting his arm broke.
He's stripped down to just brown tights, and he's just getting his ass whipped.
Yep.
And Miss X tells him there's one way out of it. He has to compete in the next Hell in a Hole.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what that's going to be.
I don't know what a Hell in a Hole is. If it's in like a Hell in a Cell, it's probably going to be great.
He didn't want anything to do with it.
But I would assume in the Tiger Mask anime, it's some type of fucking volcano. I don't know. Like, it's going to be something crazy.
You know, Red Shoes is in this. Uh-huh. Red Shoes is in Kanuki Man.
Yes.
You might see fucking, like, Neptune Man wrestling Tiger Mask.
That'd be awesome, but Kenoki Man, I don't think was Toei Animation or whatever, so I don't think it'd work out.
Destroyed my dreams.
Yeah.
People would be like, what the
fuck? However, One Piece is. So there's a chance like Luffy shows up. I don't know.
There you go.
But you're talking about how it's on Crunchyroll and everything. I wish that Crunchyroll, if you're an executive at Crunchyroll listening to this, please listen to what I'm about to say. Please put Kenoki Man, the old Kenoki Man, and the old Tiger Mask anime on Crunchyroll.
That's right. And if they've not been subtitled, just sit somebody down and have them subtitle it in English.
Yeah, the best of their ability. Yeah. They want to see it.
They've showed bits and pieces of the old Tiger Mask, sort of. Like they done a scene where he because
and he'll put Liger's anime on there too.
Yeah,
I watch all of it.
Liger's anime,
but his isn't wrestling anime. It's just like space fighting, right?
If I remember correctly, Space Ranger, I think. I want to say I found it one time on Hulu. I don't remember if it was Hulu or YouTube. I did find it. It
seemed like he had a new one not that long ago. Oh, they done a new one with the character anyway. I don't know, but. Yeah, like, they done a scene, it was kind of cool, where, like, Tiger Mask, his finish is either a tiger suplex or mostly a German suplex.
Yeah, mostly a German suplex with a bridge.
Yeah.
He pins him.
But, like, in the middle of it, they switched to the old Tiger Mask, and then they because there was an old man watching in the thing, in the, like, the crowd, and he kept on flashing back and seeing the old Tiger Mask. It's a good scene. Mm-hmm. It's a good scene.
Also, the old man was drunk.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. He was drunk, and he hurt his leg because he was fighting, even though he was 85 years old.
Yeah.
So... instead of working his fucking coffee booth and helping his fucking niece pay for life, he was out getting drunk and fighting.
Yeah, because sometimes you all fight.
Sometimes.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and then there was fucking, like, this girl group that may have been a legit group. I'm not sure, because they had a song and a full-length
song.
Yeah,
there's some type of weird pop thing, and they made sure to play the whole thing, and Okada was clapping along.
Okada loved it.
And it was fucking weird. And, yeah, there were. I will admit, out of 8 episodes, there were probably at least 3 that were just filler episodes building to the match coming up. However, there are going to be 39 episodes. I don't know if that's just for the first season or if that's going to be the total in the series. But out of 39 episodes, you are going to get some filler when you're looking at that. Because especially if your whole thing is, he's eventually going to fight Dark Tiger, and he's eventually going to fight Yellow Demon, you're really only building to those 2 fights.
Yeah, yeah.
So, unless he gets his ass whipped by one of them and then has to rise above and come back, which usually is the way that shit works. So,
it's true.
I don't know.
And then also, the worst one to me was there was like the 3rd episode or 4th episode was essentially the entire 1st episode with a few extra scenes thrown in.
Yeah, yeah. They kept flashing back.
Like almost a shot for shot first episode.
My favorite thing so far is that... Their original mentor, the promoter of the original promotion, he didn't die. He's wheelchair bound. He's in a home. He's got a nurse who takes care of him 24/7. He just watches wrestling on TV and cusses at it. Well, Tiger Mask, as Naito, is at the hospital. The nurse is talking about how she's been watching wrestling lately and how she knows that he goes to wrestling. And she would love it, if he would take her to wrestling. And he is... you can tell his pants tighten, and he's ready. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to take her to some wrestling, and I'm going to get laid. Not realizing in his head, because he's an idiot.
But he's Tiger Mask.
That he is Tiger Mask, and can't be at New Japan Wrestling when he is wrestling in New Japan.
That's true.
And that I know that's going to be a whole episode. That's going to be an entire episode where he's trying to juggle going and buying her popcorn or rice or whatever the fuck, and he's having to sneak and be Tiger Mask. It's coming.
My favorite thing so far, there's a couple different things. First, they...
oh, and the blood. I like the blood.
The blood. Well, they're going to be doing it for comedy, but both Tiger Mask and Dark Tiger's mouth is agape.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, somebody would do or say something stupid or something he doesn't understand, and it'll just cut to him looking at the screen with his mouth open, like, what the fuck's going on? Mm-hmm. You know?
But it's just his mask.
Yeah, it's so just his mask. Yeah. He could be like, yeah, that's true. But, you know, you can't see. And then also, I just like how serious he takes everything and how everything around him is the most ridiculous possible thing that could ever happen. And he's just like, whatever. I'm just going to lift weights and do 1,000 goddamn squats.
Yes, and he counts them off, and they show him counting off way too many. Also, merch tables play a big role in the show.
Yeah, that's true.
As we've learned from indie wrestling, is reality.
Mm-hmm.
They take their merch seriously.
Yeah, his agent.
It's like a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, it creates merch for him. Masks, dolls, figures, shirts, everything. Because she sells completely out of him one time.
And her story is she wanted to be a mechanic because the original Yellow Devil, which is the trainer of the new Tiger Mask, owned a garage.
Yeah, it's her uncle.
But then he quits owning the garage because Yellow trained a Tiger Mask to be a tiger.
And she was going to high school so she could be a mechanic.
Yeah.
Because he said if she graduated high school, she could be a mechanic instead of just train her to be a goddamn mechanic.
Yeah. So then he's like, I'm sorry, I know I promised you and you're my niece, but this guy has wandered in my gym.
I'm going to make him a tiger mask.
I'm going to shoot him with cannonballs.
Also, yes, there are cannonballs because the guy training Tiger Mask has an old underground bunker at the original Tiger Mask old house, which is also an orphanage, that has a big destroyed Tiger Mask statue outside of it.
Yeah.
And they go down there and he just slings heavy bags at Tiger Mask and shoots him in the spine with cannonballs when he's not looking and makes him fight androids.
And makes him lift weights on a giant hamster wheel.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nuts.
And the thing is, he's not running on the hamster wheel. He's standing still as the hamster wheel is spinning him upside down while lifting weights. And I don't think it's possible. We've got a couple guys we know that they own a gym. I need to ask them about this training regimen and see just how reliable it would be. Because, it looks like it works for him.
Also, if you've never seen a bear in Japan, it's because the Tiger Mask ate every one of them.
Yeah, he hunts bear upside down.
Yeah.
He gives them a nice palm thrust to the bottom of their jaw, puts them out, and then they eat them. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's not even a one-off joke, because several times through the series, they reference, man, I'm tired of eating bear stew. So it's just something they do. It's just, they ate all the bears in Japan. The giant, massive, nuclear-infused bears. They're, building-sized. Eat them.
But overall, it's a pretty awesome show.
It's a really awesome show. I really am enjoying it.
I mean, it's well worth our time watching it. The story, as convoluted as we made it, is not hard to follow. If you're into New Japan Pro Wrestling or just wrestling in general, it's really something that it's going to be worth your time because you're going to get all these Easter eggs and stuff that you see. And the newest episode, Bad Luck Fale and Tama Tonga. And when they start up, they're both too sweet in the air.
Yep.
I mean, they get their asses kicked, but they call them the Bullet Club, it's great. It's really cool. Okada comes out with his full entrance gear. It's just some of their side things with the guys are so weird.
Which maybe is real life.
Maybe it is.
They've also mentioned Liger. He's going to be in the next episode. I believe I saw Liger in the trailer for next episode.
I hope so. It'd be really cool to see.
Which means it's three anime universes in the same universe. It's weird. It's weird.
But yeah, it's cool. And like we were talking about while we were watching it, had this come out just a year and a half, 2 years ago, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Anderson and Gallows would all be on this show.
Yeah.
However, if Shinsuke Nakamura is on the show, I guess that's where Tiger Mask is done. He would face Nakamura, Nakamura would put him out, and that'd be the end of the show.
Or
Nakamura becomes Tiger Mask.
Tiger Mask would be Nakamura, yeah. maybe that's what the whole show would be. He'd be Tiger Mask already and want to become Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, maybe.
And at the end of it, he takes it off, and he's just Ishii or somebody.
But it's great, and if you've been wondering why, you're sitting there and you're like, man, I wish Kota Ibushi would be on this Cruiserweight Classic. Well, Kota Ibushi says, suck it, because he is being Tiger Mask, who I'm sure he's grown up with his entire... It'd be like if you were wrestling and someone was like Marvel came to the place you wrestled and said, hey, we want you to wrestle as Spider-Man. But no, you will be Spider-Man, and we're going to come up with a cartoon that goes with you wrestling as Spider-Man. It's who would say fucking no to that? I cannot blame Ibushi in the slightest to want to live in the country he's from, where he understands everything everyone says and gets to be a hero that he grew up with. Why the fuck not?
I bet there's one person who hates it, and that's the kind of current Tiger Mask. The guy, the Tiger Mask, as in the one who wrestles with Jushin Thunder Liger all the time. And
has he still been on?
Yeah.
I think every now and then.
Yeah. But he hates it. You know, he's like, God damn it. Ibushi gets a cool new gimmick.
Well, that's the thing, because he knows he's got to know that his time's coming.
Yeah. And I think he'd be in his 50s.
Or he becomes King Tiger once the other guy. You know, like,
maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But, yeah, but Ibushi's thing is he's Tiger Mask W. We don't know what that indication is.
They never call him W at all in the anime.
No.
No, they just call him Tiger Mask.
But they call him Tiger Mask W on New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Maybe it's just a way to differentiate until...
Yeah, so I don't know what the W... I don't know, but...
Wrestling? I don't know.
Maybe? I have no idea. But, yeah. It's cool.
Watch it.
I dig
it. Very good.
And, I think that's it for this edition of Big in Japan.
About it.
Yeah. Well, I actually have one more thing.
Okay.
If you're interested in watching it, right? I know if you don't have a Crunchyroll account, there's a 14-day free trial on it. So if you want to watch it, check it out. If you like it, you know, keep your membership.
And if you don't want to sign up and give them a credit card, you can just log into Crunchyroll. It's just that you've got to watch ads, which I'm just going to tell you. That sucks.
It's the same
they have horrible fucking commercials.
It's like the same Dos Equis commercial four times in a row.
If you like Christmas commercials and you just want to watch one over and over, then you'll love it.
Yeah.
And also, the newest episodes, you're going to have to wait an entire week before you're going to be able to watch them. But it's going to tease you because you're going to be able to see the preview for it and you're not going to be able to fucking watch it. So try that 14-day trial.
Do it.
The big finish.
And that wraps things up for episode 57 of Developmental Talent Podcast. Before we go, I would like to make it known that we are in no way whatsoever sponsored or endorsed by Crunchyroll.
That said, we are absolutely 100% open to being sponsored and or endorsed by Crunchyroll.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, if you want to give us some memberships, we will be glad to accept that. We will... You know, talk about you on the show, or...
Yeah, we'll talk you up.
Yeah, we will.
In a way that is unbecoming of someone who's honest. We'll lie about how good you are.
Yeah, but we won't have to lie because you're good.
Oh, yeah, you're the best. Yeah. I mean, why would we say that? I mean, it's, you know, it's a whole thing.
We're just saying we're women of low moral character.
Yes.
Or at least me and Lemon Juice are.
So, this is our first episode for a while that we've done, especially for Developmental Talent. However, for those of you who follow along on our Facebook page... and our YouTube channel, you will see that Developmental Talent has had a number of cool interview videos and other such things that we've done lately at conventions and whatnot. So we're not all just the audio podcast. But we're going to try to do these a little bit more often. But I'm not even going to try to make promises here because we'll just fail to keep them. So keep an eye out for another episode sometime. In the meantime, enjoy this one. Share it. If you do like it, share it. If you don't like it, share it. I don't give a fuck what you say about us on Twitter. Also, give Tiger Mask W a shot, especially if you like wrestling, New Japan, any of that type of action. So, for Developmental Talent Podcast, I am Lemon Juice McGee.
I'm the Fighting Man, Matt Pierce.
And I'm Huggy Masters.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Developmental Talent, but the show doesn't stop here. For more insane ramblings, be sure to check us out on social media. The links are conveniently listed in the text. Also, feel free to send your hatred, praise, and suggestions to developmentaltalentpodcast@gmail.com.